And Simon Tafel Avod Sev Yud Zayin. We're holding Mishabura. I think we're holding Mishabura. Sadi Dalad. I think Mishabura Sukkot and Sadi Dalad. Yeah. So the minig is not to use these the Ravis or these Nesorim during Pesach at all, even through Hagol. But it's impossible to clean them totally. Shall you show your mashu chametz? What's it? The kneading troughs and the boards that they would arrange the dough on. It's impossible to clean up so well. Shall you show mashu chametz base aesthetic? Make sure that there's not a small particle of chametz in one of the cracks, shed on your line, which is not so obvious. It's not something which wouldn't be obvious to notice. So you're gonna, and it's there. And then the person uses it on Pesach, and the piece of chametz gets stuck into the Pesach of food. Sadi Dalad. We did this already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're holding my Tzadi Vav. Sorry. So cut Tzadi Vav. Fafilu, even we're not going to do that, use them even through Hagolim. Okay. Now, after Hagolim, Mesim Sadon Amab Alahavsi Benim. After doing Hagolim, they put some type of a barrier in between, like a piece of linen or a piece of cloth, tablecloth. Shirla Nirsham, then you're allowed to put, you know, so you cleaned it out well, you did a gola, there's a mashu, but you have a blockage, so it's not going to come through there. Shirla Nirsham, you're allowed to put there, use it on Pesach. Even, I feel a matzah is chamas, even more matzah. Okay, it's not going to absorb through the cloth. If it's hot, so even though it's hot, it's, theoretically it could absorb something, but there's nothing to absorb. You're cashing it out. The only problem is the be'en, the potential be'en. Well, the potential be'en you got rid of by covering it. If the matzah is going to be cold, then it's mutter even without, as long as you have a hefsek, even without a hagola.
What does
be'en
mean?
Be'en means the actual item. Okay. I will other shalem, but to make a dough there, paste the dough. After the hoot sarnain is also, even if it's case where it's cold, there's no absorption, it's still going to be awesome. Now, why is that? The karechim shigeish bekli lisha holach derech hasadin u'machmas ha'isa shalaha. There's a certain amount. In other words, the problem we had with this idea before, we had this idea, these things, since they're used on such a regular basis, there's a certain amount of, you didn't do agola, so there's still a karechim which is in the kli, and that will that can pass even through this cloth in between. The machmas eisa shalem and cause the dough to rise. Now, by filling karhigilum, even if you did hagol, gamkin in nochon the yeshach mirim le'el b'sif tezayin. Even that you shouldn't use, according to the same by the case of the meducha, we only do it al yidei libun, and these were made out of wood, so libun wasn't an option. You shouldn't use it. So we don't use them at all. You know, that's the place the person is used to kneading. They want to knead in there at all. To store there, we don't use it. Okay. We don't do it. If it's a metal keli, which there's no cracks like you have in wood, and it's possible to clean it out well, then what's all you need? Hagola is sufficient. Some remarkable that would not be sufficient, and pashtus, that could we have a minute later on, but in the case of the base or in Sifcha Beis, that we're not to dematter through Hagola. Vayner Locha. So the question which he raises over there is maybe a combination of doing kiluf, of taking off a layer of wood, which means if anything went down to a crack, probably didn't go down that far, and doing hagola, which will then cash out anything which has been absorbed into the actual kli, maybe that should be mutter. The combination of the two things. That's the question which he raises in the Bir Locha. He challenges that this is a question that the Prima Gadam asks, and he challenges that, and he comes back and asks why the Prima Gadam's point might be possible. Okay, Dizakti Mechaber Yud Ches. Okay, Hanafa, that's your sifter. Nowadays, there's nobody's going to be using a sifter to use for chametz for Pesach. I don't care how about you, while you clean it, you're not using it for Pesach. So Sarah Ladata, but you have to be very careful with it. The Nakos is cleaning out well. Maybe say chametz anidbikba from the little particles of chametz which are attached to it. Venisrach, they get sort of like stuck there. Venidbak. Get attached and stuck to the mikveh arigos anapa ubeitshabo. They get stuck to the weave inside the little holes of the weave, or the eights, the wood which holds it, the place where the weave attaches to the wood. So that these all places where there might be chametz there, you can only use it obviously if you clean that out very well. The woven part of the sifter. Mishavshu oisob b'mayim yafa yafa. You rub it very well underwater to make sure that there's no hagola process, because there's no heat there. The problem is there's just actual particles, so you're gonna have to wash it extremely well. Okay, wood in the sharkli lisha shashisho b'mayim ikar gadol. And any of these other items are used in the kneading process, the making dough process, that by them, this process of shivshiv, for rubbing them off and getting anything, all of the particles off, is a major component of its kashering process. Ramo says, we don't use a napa at all. Even if you would do Hagolot, we wouldn't use it. Because there's still little pieces that might be stuck there. Rav Lashana said, that's the minute. He said, it's not like the... So the Shulchan Aruch allows it. If it's done very well, cleaned very well. And the Rav Moss says, the minute is not to use it. Other types of items which are similar to this, for example, Klisha Karin, Rebizen. Rebizen is a grater. So if they would use it, the grater, they would use it, like the box grater type of a thing. It was used to grate chametz, so there's different sizes of the holes for the grating process. Some of them are fairly small. To make sure you got every little particle of chametz out of there, it was used for grating, making breadcrumbs, something of that sort. So you can't use it for Pesach. The minhag is not to use it for Pesach because we can't feel confident we got out every single piece. Akish al rechayim, electrically, when literally the kis means the pocket, means the like the bag which cat after you grind the flour, that the tanner which catches it. I'm not sure if there's a large one or a small one though. Kulam lo mahane lehu agola does not work. I mean, even agola doesn't work. Okay. Mechein salim shemishnam shen behed chometz dinim kanapu. If you have baskets, and you keep bread in there, something like that, so the little crumbs of the bread gather into the little holes of the basket, so you deal with like a knot, but you don't feel confident you can be able to get everything out. Aval, excuse me, sakim yeshonim, old bags, you know, old canvas bags. No, you don't have to ayre kibus. We allow if you wash, you can. Those that they're flexible enough, you can actually wash, do a washing process to them. But tzarach lahatar, I call a tefiros shebehem kadem akibus. So even though we're going to, we'll say the weave, we'll be able to clean out the weave through the washing process, but the places where it's stitched, the pieces of canvas are stitched together, so over there there's a little bit of a lip. That's where the sewing together causes a place for items to gather inside of that. So for this to work, you'd have to tear out all of the stitches, and then wash each part of the cloth by itself, and then sew back together again. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, a lot of Mishnah Berurah over here. It's a cut inside of Ches. So the Mechaber says that you have to rub it very well in the water. Even after you've cleaned it out very well, so now now you rub it underwater. Why? But first you clean that very well. Because if it got wet, even a part of it, shuv elot to cut on the stomach of a pesach kliyama. So the water will do the opposite, will cause it to little particles to get stuck. If you know that there's still particles there, it's just going to cause them to sort of like get stuck in over there. Okay. So the Mechaber says the other kli lisha, the only way we can use them is by the only way the Shulchan Aruch allows them is by washing them very well, rubbing them very well. The whole shark kli lisha. If he doesn't mention hagala, the karbir le'el b'sef yud zayin the loshin bo kol hashan atzarch hagala. So even though it's only used with cold, but since you use it for the making of the dough, and the dough is in these items, etc., so there's a certain sharpness to the dough which allows it to be absorbed. Since it's used on a regular basis, it needs a gol. Okay. And now we're saying that by these cases over here, a gol is not sufficient. You also have to do this process of shifshuf. One answer. Inami the Hocha Ayer Shaloshim but Rak the Prokim Timidin in Tzarech Hagolah. Or alternatively, we're talking about a case where the Hagolah was not necessary. For example, he said it was only used occasionally, not regularly, and it's cold, so it doesn't absorb. So there's no problem with Hagolah. The only problem is that the actual concern of it, if there's anything bad. Shalishtamish ben Napa Ayer Hagolah. Ramos says we're not going to do that. So he says, "Rotzalim." What he means, "Ayirei Gola." He means, "Af Ayirei Shiv Shuf Agola." Even if you do a Shiv Shuf, do a Gola, we're not going to use it. From the Kashim Erd Lanakas Nikvei Hanafu, it's extremely difficult to clean out all those little holes. Make sure there's no chametz in any one of those holes, which potentially might come out with the pace of the food. But you have him over Ben Yistamish Bo BePesach Ayirei Shiv Shuf Heitiv Lachud. If a person did do shivshuv, didn't do a golden shivshuv before Pesach, so he shouldn't. We tell you he shouldn't use it on Pesach. Even more shivshuv and with a gola, he didn't have a gola. He just had shivshuv, but he had it. I'm willing to say, Mr. Bruce says, the case was shivshuv heitev. Was a good shivshuv. So in that situation, I'm going to rely on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, that case is sufficient. That's a mutter.
What?
With shivshuv. If you did shivshuv on this on the napa, and you used it, b'di'evad, he's saying we rely. The Shulchan Aruch called shivshuv works. The Rambam says we don't do that. But at least in the B'di'evad situation, we're going to rely on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So B'di'evad means that you already made a food item using this napa as part of the process. So you didn't do shivshuv, forget it. We assume it's chametz. If you didn't do shivshuv, we'll be matured.
If you did
do shivshuv. If you did not do shivshuv, we're not going to matter it at all. Ben the shanos, that remains a minig. Oh, tzarich liknos tzarich kufalov. Sorry, it's kufalov. Tzarich liknos napa chadosh. You have to buy a new napa. We mean about tzarich liknos chadosh. If a person can't find a new one, so as far as the Shabur's concern is mutav shalad rakat hakemaklal. The best thing is don't sift your flour, because using this napa, which is using chometz, is a lot worse than not sifting your flour. Okay. Okay, in imnimsa agargar rei chita bekemach. You found some kernels of wheat in the flour. Im kain, im yimso some bepesach b'matzah mevushelus ye'asor. So I have a situation like this, that I don't have any other sifter available, and the flour which I'm going to say, don't sift your flour. But I know there are pieces in the flour which were not ground well, and there's pieces of actual chometz there. Excuse me, actual wheat there, little pieces of wheat. If I don't use the sifter to remove them, they'll remain in there. Then when they go into the whatever food and they get wet, they're going to become chametz. So, there's flour combined with water, makes into entity, which is matzah. So we hold, you know, that once it's baked, it can't become, can't rise again. If you have a kernel of wheat, the fact that it was baked or doesn't take away its ability to rise. So there, so now, but I have to sift my flour. The only flour the sifter I have available is this sifter over here, which we said our minhag is not to, even with Hagolah, we don't use it. So ma lasot, what am I supposed to do? Bim ken im yimsa or some pesach b'matzim v'shelos yes, or it's going to ask the case where there was liquid there, it was cooked. So you made matzah with it, and the little pieces went through, and now you use them the matzah with some liquid. So it's going to be also mikra din. Actually, yeshisu afachilah akal yaday yishavshu. So heite mitchilah machakach yegilenu. So maybe in that situation, that's the only flour I have available. I can't use it as is. I need the sifter. The only sifter I have available is the sifter I'm not supposed to use. Use the sifter to clean out well, kasher it. And use it, but even you know, that'll be the yiru lechalchil in that situation. Now, why is that? Tavi kichalita. What? Imagine the dough's going to be used for. Assuming the wheat is going to be used for baking matzah. I would imagine so. You can bake matzahs on Yom Tov. Now, So I have no new one available. I must sift the flour. So that's what we say. I will allow you to do that. And he says, and then do hagola. So you do shiv, you do hagola. And I'll rely on that. Davi kechalita. Why is that permitted? Because I could argue that I'll explain in a second. I could argue that this process is equivalent to the process known as chalita. What was chalita? We know that there's if I have wheat. So even if I have dough, which potentially can rise, so the more it talks about idea, if you would douse it with boiling hot water, that will retard it prevents it from becoming chomet. It's called chalita. It sort of makes it stay put. It's a sudden exposure to like a flash heat type of process, hot water. We don't rely on chalita because we don't feel confident we know exactly how to do it. But he said, at least in the case of any other situation over here, we take, well, maybe there's some particles which could, the case over here, there was some pieces of chita there. So they're not, right now, they're not chomets. The problem is, if you don't sift them out, they're going to become chomets and we add water to it. So the solution is to add boiling hot water now and it does chalita. Chalita means it will no longer become chomets. Sort of like absorbs back into itself and shrinks back into itself, and that it doesn't later on it can't become chametz. So that stops the chametz process totally. So maybe over there we'll permit it together. Hagola will act as a form of chalita. He can't wash it out, and he has no other sifter. And we have a situation where there's something in there which we can't allow to put into the matzah, because if you put in the matzah, then you end up cooking some of the matzah in liquid, that those extra pieces are going to become chametz. The eitz is, so actually, I skipped a line. As I yishu shal yecho matzahs kim yivashim. Well, yivashim, well, yitnim b'roitim b'vodavar lach. You're going to have to makot on gebrochs. You can't cook them. You can't put any gravy in them. Gravy, you can't put them in anything liquidy, because you're afraid that there might be some pieces in there which are still ben, a little bit larger, and when those touch water, those will become chametz. Yeah. But the boy my mal nafa, if the nafa got wet, so then ain lo tekana lishamash v'pesach. There's no solution how to allow this to be used in Pesach, even according to the Mechaber. The combination of that, the water is going to cause the anything which is any particles which are there to rise, and also the water seems to help it stick on and makes it that much harder to get it out of the napa. If you would use that sifter and say, well, it got wet, so now everything over here is from chametz, and it can't use that flour and pesach, that's true. But in that situation, at least after Pesach, so what are you worried about? There's maybe this little particle over there which became chometz, became chometz in the napa. But that happened last year after Pesach. So over here, I want to know, can I use that? Now I use that to sift. Now that dough was used to make matzah on Pesach. Mutabidiyevit. Should we chometz nukshah about the b'shisha? Because even though we hold Pesach, during Pesach, the exception to that is the chametz nukshah. Chametz nukshah is chametz which is hardened to the point where it's not really normally edible. Well, anything that was in that napa, which has been there since last year, most self-respecting human beings would say that that's not considered edible. So it's chametz nuksha. Good, chametz nuksha is bottom b'shishim, even in Pesach. Chametz gomer is not bottom Pesach, even be'elef. But chametz nuksha is bottom on Pesach, so me'ela b'shishim. So that would be the eighth. So he said, okay, a similar type of an item which we have to worry about is the ribeyes, kikern ribeyes, kufes, shikern ribeyes, the iron rubber. It's the thing that you grate things on. The fomim mafarin alav lechem chometz. Sometimes you use it to grate down piece of loaf of bread. We actually shall yistayer perer mashu b'set nakavu. If somebody holds in this grating thing, you can't be guaranteed you're going to get every single mashu out of every single potential spot. Okay. We got a tam chashkar and chrein. Shegaru alav kolashana v'netach v'sakhan shel chametz. So you cut the horseradish roots, which you're making the mora with the flesh of a knife. Say that again. With a chametz of a knife. My mind's in your day right now. With a chametz of a knife. So now the root also comes chametz stick, because davar charif with pressure absorbs. So the chametz of a flavor absorbs from the knife into the root. The horseradish roots. When we have horseradish, we're eating the roots, not eating the fruit. There's no fruit. There's just it's like carrots, potatoes. So chrein is doesn't look like that. It doesn't grow like that. It grows, but you're eating the root itself. So it absorbs chametzik of flavor, and then rachak shemerlan olav. It's a bit time of chametz. Then later on, when we
potatoes aren't.
What?
Potatoes aren't.
They're tubers. It's something. It's part which is underground. It's part of it grows. It's not the whole root. It's the thing which grows off of the root.
No, it's a root.
Right. Okay. Now you take that and you grate it on this ribeye. So now, when you grate on the ribeye, nimsa by tam a chometz, you put the flavor of the chometz into your ribeye. Mzav filu b'diavad yesh lesser after in the sham shabbat pesach. That's going to be also even b'diavad. Filu in the sham shabbat b'tzaron, even though it's cold, can shapar love matzah.
Ribeye is the horseradish.
Ribeye is a grater, a box grater. I'm sorry, I lost my thought. So, in a case where if you use the ribeye for something pesedic, which is even if it's cold, for example, you use it to grate up some matzah, to make some matzah, you know, coarse matzah milk. Kol shken chrein should overcharf, or if they use it for chrein on pesach, which the bracharf absorbs flavor more easily, so that's for sure going to be a problem. So we're going to ask a bit yebid if they use it on Pesach, even if they use it for something cold, even if filu im nikro is a hate him itkili, if they cleaned it out well, there's definitely a little mashu, you can't get everything out. Either chametz itself, which would go into the other people's food, or a little piece of chrein, which had absorbed the flavor from the chametz of a knife, let's say. Aval kashenish tamsha boy ber pesach, yesh v'zachiluk. This is all talking about if you use it on If you ground, let's say you ground up matzah, made matzah melt on this box grater on Pesach. Okay. Says the Bidi Avid, we're going to Aser it. Now he comes along and he says, let's skip the place. Dimishtamsha by Rak Matzah Bere Pesach. If the only thing used over there was matzah to grind off, I've this Arab Besach Paris Chomes, even if a kernel of Chomes would get mixed in, right? He's Batal Besach Beshishim, Spelta Beshishim. Umutalach Lad Alayla. So, in Arab Pesach, you can use it. Only Ad Alayla. Al Mashigi Alayla, Hare Apera Chosabaneir, Oysim Mashu, Kamashin Spar Besimin, Tafim Zain. Then we have this idea of Chosabaneir that it's not a liquid, which in a liquid you say the idea that the flavor is totally bottled, it's a solid, nothing affected, it turns, it's just there's so much around it, it's mutter. Well, on paste you say, well, it's from Ashu, there's something in there. Well, it's mutter. No, it's not anymore. In parallel, Chrein Ber Pesach, Shudav Rechorov, they use it to make the mora, let's say. And this ribeisen had not been kashered. So tzarich shishim neged kol ribeisen. So tematzer the chrein that you made, the chrein would have to be the equivalent of 60 times the actual the area of the wall space or the volume of the wall space of the whole ribeisen. Because the flavor might have moved anywhere into the metal. Now it might be coming out anywhere in the metal. So it might be the area around the. So you need. So we don't know how much it absorbed. We assume now that we have. Halacha requires us to assume maybe the worst case scenario is that the equivalent of belias came out from the whole thing. So do you want to be mevatel? I need 60 times that amount to be mevatel, to do bittul. The chrein that he used before Pesach made it chomet stick. That chrein had been chopped with a metal with a chomet stick, a knife, into pieces, and then you grated it on the ribeisen, so that the flavor now goes into the ribeisen. So, shenas kul chomet, minetam sakin chomet, bimloi kul aser. So, if you have shishim corresponding to the amount of the kli over there, so it's motor. Otherwise, it's not going to be motor. Im b'diavad. Yeah. That's. Now, the Kemal Ramon Ramos said you have baskets. We can tell him. Shishim in the chrein more than the ribeisen. The chem besalim shenat sordim shemaleim the kovim. You have baskets and they have a lot of holes in them, made out of the tzarim or the date palm. The leaves from there, or any palm tree, I guess, the leaves from there. So you make a weave, and there's little holes there. It's not possible to clean them out well, remove everything from each one of them. I also mentioned over there something which we say we don't have a way, we don't have a way to kasher, to truly kasher them. So he says that you should clean them out as best as you can and put them away with the chomets that you're selling. Kuf. Kuftal, yeah. Aval, that's late. So we're holding by Sivkotten Kuf Dal. Let me mark that off because I'm not going to.